She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Hello, hello, this is Daddy-O. I'm here with none other than Bella.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Bella and Me. Welcome, new listeners. Welcome, old listeners or older listeners.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome, vintage listeners. Welcome, original listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this episode of Bella and Me.
I love it here.
We're outside right now.
We are vacation.
In Pine Creek Gorge, otherwise known as Jersey Mills, otherwise known as Kamal.
I love it up here. It's so nice and peaceful.
We don't have a lot of time today.
Oh, why not?
We're sitting here on the river and you
so
were saying,
pretty.
I want to do a podcast.
I know, because everyone is waiting to hear what our next podcast is, and I don't want to let them down.
Well, here we are right now, you and me, Daddy-O, Bella and
All
me.
Right.
Me and Bella, whatever.
And Zoe's here,
and
Mama.
Zoe's here just hanging out on the grass.
And Mama's relaxing, looking at the water. She loves it.
She does. And it's very, very nice.
I love it.
We love it here.
All right. I have a question for you now, Daddy-O. And
right.
I've been thinking about it because I know I'm from the bayou, and I know I used to live in New Orleans, and
yeah.
I love it in New Orleans.
Right.
It's one of my favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
But I also lived in another favorite place called Philadelphia.
Very good. It's in the song.
And guess what?
What?
It's 4th of July today.
Today is the 4th of July,
so
yes.
I think it is
Happy Independence Day.
I think it is appropriate that we talk about Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I know Philadelphia is in the Bible.
Yes,
right?
It actually is. It's yes, it is in the Bible.
I remember hearing that. So tell me, where in the Bible is Philadelphia?
Well, Philadelphia is one of the seven churches. Ephesus, Smyrna.
Smyrna?
I think it was Smyrna was one
that
of the churches.
That's a fun name.
Thyatira, Sardis, Laodicea, Pergamum, and Philadelphia.
I want to talk about Philadelphia.
Okay.
Because it was where our founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence.
So, today really? You remember that?
4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
You know, Philadelphia is also the largest city in the United States.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Yes, it is.
New York City, I
thought. No, it's not. Philadelphia is the largest city.
Meaning what?
In the U.S.
In land or people?
That's all I know.
You don't have all the information.
Bella.
You be setting stuff out there and you don't even know the facts. All right. Well,
I know the facts. The fact is, it's the largest city in the United States.
All right. Well, anyway, I want to talk more about the city of brotherly love.
Okay.
We have that big sign in the park there, and the city, they call it Love Park.
That's
and
right.
People go and take a picture with it, and that's that sign. And I know it's the city of brotherly love.
It is, but just so you know,
what?
It's not actually called Love Park. That's actually called John F. Kennedy Park. But they call it Love Park because of the sculpture.
The sign.
That says love. I'm just
no.
A little trivia.
Oh,
just letting
goodness.
You know.
I know that.
It's okay to call it Love Park. That's fine. I think that's wonderful.
People know when you say Love Park, they know where right where it is.
If you say John F. Kennedy Park, they're not going to know what you're talking about.
Mama would know.
Mama
knows where that is.
Because Mama knows everything.
Because that's on the way to the museum.
And she knows all things, Mama.
She is a smart one.
So brotherly love. It's called brotherly love. Philadelphia. It's the
why?
City of brother. Well, first of all, it was founded by William Penn.
Yeah.
We know that.
That's why it's called Pennsylvania.
Well, that's the state.
I know, but that's where they got the name from.
He
Mr.
named
Penn.
It. He named it Philadelphia.
Why?
Because Philadelphia is Greek. And your buddy Andy Anastasopoulos from Greek Fire Radio and Logos, he knows this very well. The word love, as in Love Park, is the Greek word Philos.
Oh, wait a minute.
It means love, it means friendship, and Adelphos means brother. Or Adelphos, I think it is.
Okay, so...
means brother. So hang on a minute. I'm answering your question.
I'm sorry.
William Penn, who was a Quaker, he was going through a lot of religious persecution for his beliefs.
Well,
he wanted his colony to be a place where anyone could worship freely. So that's why he called it Philadelphia, which is Greek for brotherly love.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Why is it in the Bible? Where is it in the Bible?
It's in Revelation. In the Bible.
Revelation, that's at the end, right?
Yeah, that's what you once called the scary book, which is not really scary.
It's not really.
We're not going to be around for that. We're not going to be around for a lot of that stuff, right?
Oh, me neither.
Okay, I just said we. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Jesus told John, he said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches. And he sent it to those seven churches, and Philadelphia being one of them.
Oh,
that is in the early part of the book, Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus instructs John to do that. And that's what he very well did.
But what did he say to Philadelphia church?
There was like all these messages that... Mama actually did a podcast about this very thing.
She did?
She did.
Oh, I remember. That was a while ago, right?
Yes, that was a while ago. But the church, Philadelphia, is actually Revelations 3. 7-13. The church steadfast in faith that had kept God's word and endured patiently. That's what that church, the Church of Philadelphia.
So that was nice. That's a good thing, right?
Yes. It's very, very good.
Aw, enduring and patient.
Right. So to answer your question about the letters first addresses each church, and the Lord identifies himself in the letters, and then he defines things that he knows about the church in question, and after that, a challenge is given to the church, followed by a promise.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds very good. So let's talk about my hometown.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I thought your hometown was the Bayou.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Get your facts straight.
No, listen.
Before you just put that out there.
It's my hometown when I lived there, right?
Yes.
Now my hometown is Trenton. And that's a nice place, too.
That's a very nice place.
And I know Trenton was named after Trent.
William Trent,
William,
yes.
William Trent.
That's correct.
And he had a house there. I don't think he was nice, though. I think I heard nasty stories about him.
I heard he was a bit of a mean guy. But then again, you know, maybe he had some things
maybe
he was struggling with.
Maybe he got some bad press.
Yeah, right. Maybe he got some bad press.
So we don't really know the truth.
We don't.
Okay, well, we'll give him some grace.
We'll give him
then.
Some grace, just like the Lord does
all
with
right.
us all the time.
All right.
And what is that grace? What is that all about?
Unmerited favor. That's a simple, simple, simple definition.
Very, very simple. I'm going to give you something else to think about.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
The name Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's a feminine name.
Right.
And yet, it talks about brotherly love.
Philadelphia, it has an A on the end. That usually means a girl, right?
I believe that's right.
And if it has an O on the end, it means a boy.
Right. It also means you're probably Italian.
No, I'm not. I don't think.
You're not Italian, Bella?
I don't know.
Bella Bonella Notte. Well, yeah, ends in a vowel. So you must be Italian.
All right, I guess.
I hope that answered your question. I hope you're very happy now about that.
So the city of brotherly love,
yeah.
Meaning that we should love each other, right?
We should love each other,
like
yes.
brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
No matter what our background is.
No matter what our background is.
Who our real mama and daddy-o are, we should love each other.
We should love each other, yeah.
Right. Even if somebody is nasty to you, you should try and love them anyway.
That's absolutely right.
Oh,
you should love each other.
Oh, but that's so hard.
I know.
That's
sometimes
hard.
It is hard.
I do. Sometimes I don't want to love somebody because I'm mad at them.
Well, why are you mad at them?
Maybe they did something not nice to me. Or maybe they said something about me behind my back that wasn't true. Or even was true, they shouldn't say. And then
right.
I
that's
get
called,
really,
that's called
really
gossip.
Mad. I like it. But I know I gotta love him anyway.
You gotta love him. You gotta love him because Jesus loved you. Right?
I gotta think about that for a while.
Why?
Because that's hard.
What's hard about that?
Because I think we wanna get mad and get revenge.
Well, I could see that, absolutely.
But I think we got to think about it a minute and say, what is this all about?
Right.
And stop before we do something foolish.
You know, Mama asked God one day, she said, God, how is it that you could love anybody and at any time, no matter what? And did she ever tell you this story?
No.
And he said, that's easy, because I knew what was in their heart. I knew what they had gone through.
So Jesus loves everybody because he knows that they've been hurt.
Amen. That's right.
Aww.
You know, I could tell you right now, if you'd like, what Jesus said to the Philadelphia church.
Okay, I'll listen to that.
Okay, he said this. I see what you've done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no one can slam shut.
Ooh.
You don't have much strength. I know that. You used what you had to keep my word. You didn't deny me when times were rough. And now watch as I take those who call themselves true believers but are nothing of the kind. They're pretenders whose true membership is in the club of Satan.
Ooh.
That's the devil. Watch as I strip off their pretenses and they're forced to acknowledge it's you that I've loved. And because you've kept my word in passionate patience, I'll keep you safe in the time of testing, that they will be here soon and all over the earth, every man, woman, and child put to the test. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Keep a tight grip on what you've done so no one distracts you and steals your crown. And lastly, I'll make each conqueror a pillar in the sanctuary of my God, a permanent position of honor. Then I'll write names on you, the pillars, the name of my God, the name of God's city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, and my new name. Are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the word.
I'm listening.
The spirit blowing through the church.
Ooh, that sounds like a good thing.
That
I like
sounds
that
good.
One.
I like that too. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
So, Bella, you gonna go swim in the river now?
No.
No.
Mama likes that. I don't like it. I don't want to go in there. I watch from here.
I noticed that you had a little tummy ache before. You seem okay now, though.
I feel better.
That's good. Okay. Well, stop. Just, you know, try and chew your food every once in a while.
I know I gobble it up too fast.
Yeah, stop gobbling.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Until next time, this has been...
I love you, everybody.
Until next time, this has been...
I love you, everybody.
Until next time, this has been
Bella and me.